The week-to-week patchwork that's been needed on offense because of injuries, what's the biggest challenge in trying to advance an offense when it has been so choppy?
It does get challenging. Even this week, a bunch of new guys. We got some guys banged up, so getting through practice. Just getting everyone on the same page. Communication's got to be good. I think from the OC down, everyone's done a great job, coaching staff, players, of locking in during meetings so that, mistakes are going to happen out here, but we're just trying to limit them.
How much better do you feel this week going into the game than last week in terms of what you can do and move?
I feel better. I do. Still not exactly where I want to be, but it is what it is, and we got a lot of guys banged up out here, so just make do.
What are some of the challenges in playing against that KC defense?
A lot of different looks. A group that's been together for a long time. Outside edges are something you got to be aware of. Those guys are coming. Derek Johnson still can go sideline to sideline. A veteran group. They got a rookie at corner, but he's a talented player. The rest of them, can play as well. So all around, talent level and their scheme is challenging.
And Jay, what stands out about your experience with Adam Gase so far, your guys' relationship together, maybe compared to other coordinators you've worked with?
I think he does a great job of taking care of quarterbacks on game day. Just the way he calls plays, first down, second and long, third and long. He protects you. He makes sure that he's not putting you in bad spots. And it makes a difference. He gets you through the game. He talks to you. It's an enjoyable experience.
What have you noticed about him and the way he's handled having to try to put together an offense, not knowing who's going to be there?
It's hard. It's hard as a play caller, especially when you don't know who you're going to have Sunday, who you're going to have available on a Wednesday and Thursday, putting in plays of who's going to be up, who's not going to be up. But we're making do. He does a good job of kind of making these plays friendly for everybody and just moving pieces around. And we're still multiple in formations and personnel that, we mix it up pretty good.
What do you make of this situation at center with Will out for the year now, and you got a bunch of injuries on the line?
We do. Next guy up. That's the mentality around here. Next guy up. Slaw is a perfect example of that, of playing guard. And one snap later, he's finishing the game at center and does a great job for us. So the rest of the guys can learn from that. They're a well-coached group. They're a smart group. So we should be able to move along.
What are your thoughts on Horonis? You haven't been around him a whole lot.
I haven't been around him a whole lot. Smart kid. Works his tail off, going to do anything possible to help the team. Wants to do it, wants to be out there. It's just a matter of experience for him, getting out there and getting the reps and going through it.
You mentioned Slauson. What's it say about him that, I know there were some mistakes Sunday,
yeah,
but he came out of it pretty well.
It's huge. He's a smart guy. He knows the offense like in the back of his hand. He's been well coached throughout his entire career, had some really good coaches around him, and he's a talented player. So the hardest part was him, was just getting me the ball, and then after that it was kind of just easy for him. He just played guard.
As you've taken reps with Horonis this week, what are the things you want to see from him?
I'm not that worried about him or Slaw, whatever we end up going with, but with Horonis, you just know that there's going to be some mistakes out there. With Slaw, though, too. There's going to be some things that they just haven't seen, and they're going to have to experience it. But I know those guys are going to give me everything they got, and that's all you can ask for.
A couple more guys.
Worked with a couple of different centers this year. Is it hard to get into a rhythm?
Yeah, if we go Horonis, Horonis would be the youngest center I've ever had. I've always had from Tom Nalen in Denver, Casey, and then Olin, Garza, and then with Will, it just got hurt. Always had older centers to make your life a little bit easier. So Horonis will be the youngest guy, but it's fine. He's going to go out there and he'll play his butt off. If we go with Slaw, we've already had one game under our belt.
Jay, considering all the kicking woes kind of across the league, how has your sense of appreciation kind of grown for Robbie Gould over the years?
I had to hold for him a little bit last week just in case, and it's a different dynamic back there. Especially in Soldier Field with the win. I've got to throw in it a 49-yard kick or whatever it was to win games in that kind of win. That's some pressure. He doesn't flinch. He goes out there each and every week in some of the toughest conditions. And our field, I'm not going to get into the field dilemma again, but our field isn't the top shape and to go out there and do what he does, it's impressive, to say the least.
Did you hold it right? I know he's picky.
He wasn't picky with me. I mean, he was just, get it down, I'll kick it, I'll handle it. So I think I did an okay job.
Were you the backup holder?
Yeah, if there is one.
The Raiders had some good pass rushers, but did the Chiefs present any more of a challenge from a protection standpoint in the way they attacked the quarterback?
Yes and no. I mean, everyone has some different touches to their blitzes. I mean, they're not going to do anything that we shouldn't be able to pick up. I mean, there's going to be some things that's going to be hard for us to pick up. But just talent level, I think they're a little bit better, a little bit more experienced with their group. So we're going to have to be on it.
Is your job any tougher this week because of that? Or, you know, will you have to be that much more mobile or that much more aware, I guess?
I think it's about the same.
Jay, how much did you have to restrict yourself Sunday from taking off on plays that you might have otherwise run on?
Going back and looking at the film, I kind of had the mindset of going into it, I was going to stay in near the pocket and just work from there. So I never really, even when I stepped up a few times and threw it, I mean, my mindset was just get rid of the ball, let these guys do it. This week, I think I'll be able to move around a little bit more. You know, we still want to stay in the pocket, deliver the ball from there. But if I got to get out, I think I can get out.